hopefully. Okay, Parsha Shmos. Sefer Shmos, Parsha Shmos. Vatar Isha Vatelet Beim. Vatir Oso Kitovu. Vatitzbenehu Shlosha Yerochim. So, this woman gave birth, and she saw Titovu, good boy. So she hid him for 3 months. And then after 3 months, she couldn't hide him anymore, and she put him out of the... So what is Ketov? So Rashi quotes Ketovu Kshenola Nisbale Habayis Kulo Ora, that the house was shining, lit up when this boy, this man was born. Nisbale Habayis Kulo Ora. But it's interesting. You know, it's always interesting that when Rashi quotes a daya, right, that's for people who learn Rashi or Torah in a certain way to try to understand. I mean, this is one day of the Medrash, so how does Rashi know, like, which day to quote? Look at the Medrash here on page 3. Ater oso kitovu, tani rabbi meir omer tov shemo. Tov shemo, that means that was his name, tov. Rabbi Yoshi Omer Tovia, Tovia Shemo. That's Rabbi Lazdun. His name is Tovia. He used to say his name Tovia Lazdun. People today call say Tovia, Tovia, but his name is really Tovia. Tovia Shemo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hogun Lenevius. Tovu means that he was roy to be a navi. Achaim Omrim Shadolak Shahumoho. Another pshat is that he was already Gimal when he was born. Rabban Omrim Bishar Shadolak Moshe Nismal Kolabayat Kula Ora. So it's so interesting. There were so many different days, too. And, you know, Rashi quotes that last day. Siv Hacha Matero Sokitovu, Siv Hasim Vayan Elkim. Or Kitov. So what's this idea? And this question is asked by the Yismach Moshe, page 11. Atero so Kitovu, Heresh Rashi, Shenola Nismala Habayis Kula Ora. So he has the kasha, the Yismach Moshe, kasha, lo b'medrash isha shnei deyos. Chadama shenismal habayis ora, chadama shenol b'mol. Miyadei l'achriya. Like, what is Rashi, what's the point of Rashi quoting that day? Why did he quote the day in Ola Mohu? And what's Pshah, maha tov kol kach shenol b'mol? But why is that such a great thing to be null and mohel?
How did the Torah know that he was null and mohel?
The mother.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's the mother.
Yeah. And then number 3 on page 11, he asks, Eze Shaykhus Tov Yesh B'yom Shadolod. What does it mean? A kid was born Tov. Every kid is born as Tov. Right? So what's the significance? And number 4, he asks, these are all of the Yismach Moshe. Hechdim Shachi Tovu, that's his mere Shloshu Yerachim. People love Hachim, why some Shadows? I don't see it. He said, oh, he's a good boy, and therefore, I'm going to. And if he wasn't such a good boy, she wouldn't want to save him? I mean, what's this connection? So he says the following. He says, what's this idea? So he quotes the following on page 13. So he quotes a Marsha who quotes a Sefer Ikrim. So the Sefer Ikrim of Yosef Albo says like this on page 6. V'nomer ki ha'ava al shlosh aponim. The three things that people have ahava for. Number one, im avas hatov, because you like something that's intrinsically good. It's a good thing. It's a wholesome thing. It's a good thing. Number two, avas hamoel. It helps me. In other words, I like this because it's a useful thing for me. Not whether it's intrinsic good or not, it's useful. So I like it, it's useful. And avas ha'orev, something that's sweet. In other words, a kid likes candy. It's not innately good, it's probably not moel for him, but it's orev. So he likes it, likes the ice cream. Avas ha'tov, hu she'yoav ha'odom ha'dover ha'nehav mitzad shehu tov gomor. There's no Tarovus of me built Ishisar Ba'ava he Kabal Toelis, not because I'm getting something for it. Vlo Kabalas Arev Klal, Avoyavet Hobitzad Mashu Tov Bilvad. Ava Samoel, who she Yohav Odom Hadover Shahadev Mitzara Toelis, she Kabal Bimenu. I know somebody. He helps me out, so I like him. He helps me out, even though maybe he's not the greatest person. Ava Sa'orev, those are the three things. Oh, so he says here, the Yismach Moshe, that back to page 13. Al pizet tovin vatera oso, the first hour on page 13. Ki tovu daika, the hainush embo taruvis rab koro. Hainush aloya kolu bachet hakodum. Kulo tov. It was Moshe Rabbeinu ki tovu. Look at the footnote kufyud. Is that Moshe Rabbeinu had an innate goodness in him? It was a pure tov. Right. So he's going to say, I'm going to say, the Yismach Moshe says, it's against the famous Tiferes Yisrael, he's going to write that. Tiferes Yisrael had this comment, quotes, that Moshe Rabbeinu innately didn't have good qualities, and he was miskaber. So the Yismach Moshe is going to quote that and say that I don't accept that. And that's goofy what he's coming to Lafuke. If you take a look, where does he say that? He says it somewhere in this piece. He quotes the Tiferes Yisrael that says, "Did he say it?" I think. You see where he says it? He says it here, let me see if I can find it for you, that he says that the famous Tiferet Yisrael, the end of Kedushin, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu inherently had something that was not so told, that he was able to be misgaber on it. I don't see that, but I'm pretty sure that he himself quoted that. And oh, I'm sorry, the Marpeh Lenefesh quotes it. If you look on page 22, when he's saying over this idea that Moshe is Tov, so at the end of the paragraph, at the end of the bracket, he says, Ayin Tiferet Yisrael, the Maisim Sevet, the Moshe Rabbeinu alone, but Chudas Ros, HaKvar Hashiv Olav Kol Amoy Machro. Okay. But he says, that's the idea, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a pure Tov in him. And therefore, that's why he was Roy to be the one who's been Mekabel the Torah. Because the Torah is innately good. It's pure Tov. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a person, the inherent quality of Moshe Rabbeinu, this is mamashed against the Pharisees as well, it was Tov for Tov's sake. You know, so some people, that you call them politicians. They do good because they're expecting, everything's a cheshbon. I do this, so it's, if I do be nice to him, I'll do it, so then he'll do, some people, their whole mahus is that. Their whole mahus is to just, do things as a cheshbon. But Moshe Rabbeinu, that means that inherent from the day he was born, was not moel. Moel means a politician. I'm doing things, whatever I'll benefit from. Orev is just it's sweet. That's more like a kid. He likes ice cream. He likes sweets. So, but the Tov is that was the meaning of Moshe Rabbeinu. And against what the Tiferes Yisrael says, like Rabbi Harari pointed out, and the Marpeh Lenefesh pointed out. And that's why. Oh, so that he said like this. Nachdim od mashak chasavim mukhamachi esa hatzorach l'neis tov od yom v'zman mukham lazel l'hakabel. So Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Zayin Adar. So therefore, the 3 months that were over, right, when she couldn't hide him anymore, was what? That's Vav Zayin Sivan. So that's the time that of Matan Torah. So she knew, she says, his mother knew, that was going to be the day of Matan Torah. So that was a special day. So therefore, so that day he would be roy to have a nace happen to him. Because that was, so that's why that day came, says, this is the day that I have to, I'm going to let him go, because if a nace is going to happen, it could happen on this day. So that's the idea, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Tov, and that's why Rashi is highlighting this idea, that it was Kulo Tov. He was Kulo Tov, and therefore, that's why he was right to be Mekabel the Torah, which was on Zayin Adar. Zayin, Vav Zayin Sivan, and that was the significance of Moshe Rabbeinu, of why Dafka those 3 months. And it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer says something similar about the pasuk in the. He says like this, that some people, the Drushas Chasam Sofer is over here on page 20. He says, look on page 21 on the top. He says, Yadu kikinu he Yehudim. Whenever it says Yehudim in the Megillus Esther, that refers to the tzaddikim. That's why he's called Mordechai HaYehudi. Yehudim harsa orim simcha v'sasa. Yehudim means the tzaddikim, the Sanhedrin. So he says like this, that so he quotes here at the bottom of page 21. He says, "Zemam sheish departed from a tera oso kitovu. She's malah habayis kula ora." So the Chasam Sofer says like this. Yesh Lomar, on page 21 on the left side. He led his ben zocher haisa as sarah gadol of abayis. He says, whenever there was a boy that was born in Egypt, that was a terrible tragedy because they knew what his fate would be. That he would be killed. So the birth of a male child was a big tzara. We also have a shevet Levi, a shekimu brismila b'mitzrayim. And it used to be that we were happy with a boy because they do the bris milah, but Paro didn't allow. So it was doubly tragic because he would be killed, he wouldn't be able to have a bris milah. But here, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sman lehabayis kula ora. Why? He tofu perish. She yet mibali tov leiv. She shtavim be'inav tzara. You see, a person who's tov, besides the idea that the Yismach Moshe said based on the Marsha and Ikrim that you have an innate goodness, he says a person's kitofu, he has the midas, what we talked about last week, midas hishtavus. In other words, he doesn't get frazzled by different things that happen. He has this midas hishtavus, you know, he learns, he davens, he does what he's supposed to do, and he's not frazzled. So he says, Kitofu, Perisha Yavimale Atov Leiv, She Yishtave Be'inav Tzor Ravocha, V'lo Yisbal Bo Klal, V'lo Yafsik Milahayer. There is a person who has this innate goodness, so he's always content. So this was a remez that kitofu, that even though normally a birth of a boy in that time was a tragedy, but here all of a sudden there was a feeling of simcha, because the idea was that this person is going to be somebody who's Roy for Kabbalah Satorah. And that's what it says. But it's B'nei Gimel Yerachim, and till that time of Kabbalah Satorah, because that was a prediction that was what was going to happen, because that's why there was a good feeling. And Chasam Sofer says that's the Pshat. Mordechai Yotza Melvusha. So the people in the Shushan were Tzalav Asamecha. Those were the people on the lower level. See, the lower level, they could only be happy when something good happened. But the Sanhedrin, even through Tzara, Layudim Hoysa. Of them, Layudim, Sanhedrin, on Mordechai, at the top of the right side of page 21, Haysa Kvar, Orav Asimcha. Because a person who's involved in Torah, like Rabbi Paretsky used to say, involved in Torah, you always have simcha. You always have simcha. If things are good, less good, but there's always going to be that simcha. Always going to be. Well, Rabbi Newberg said once, over from Rabbi Friedler, he said, Rabbi Friedler said, what's the idea of marrying a Tam Chacham, a Ben Torah? not all just for frumkeit. It says because life is always going to be difficulties in life. So a person who's learning will always be able to get a source of simcha from his learning. But if you don't appreciate learning, you're not into it, you won't be able to get that source of simcha from learning. Because you tell somebody who's not into learning, it's Shlomo Rabbi Akiva Eger, he's not going to be excited about it. A person who has a time for learning, you see, oh, he sees Rabbi Akiva Eger, oh, this is a kasha, this is a terror, you know, he gets all excited about something. So he says, it's a good idea to marry a person like that, because he'll always be able to revert back to his learning, to whatever's happening in life, to get that. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the people of the time of Mordechai, this is Sanhedrin. They already had simcha before. They didn't have to wait till Mordechai Yatsa Mufneya Milvush Virshushan Tzolov Samecha. Well, you didn't hoysa. The Yehudim already had before. The other people only when they were winning in the thing they got. But the other people who are the Madrega that they can learn, get their simcha from the Torah itself, so then they always had the simcha even from before. That's the Chasam Sofer's word, La'idim Haisa, or of the simcha, the Sasam Vikar. It was already, the other people, Mordechai Yotzim of Vushtsuk, Vush Malchus, Yishushon Tzolov of Tzamecha, that's the Hamonam, Daldalas Am Shalom Samcho Ad'ata. But La'ihudim, the Sanhedrin, the Am Mordechai, Haisa, already from before. And that's the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Midah of Kitov, that it's always going to be. There's always a simcha there. And even in the time that in Mitzrayim, that it was a big tragedy to have a male son, for Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it was Mala Habay Simcha. Because this person is going to be royally Kabbal Torah, and if a person is a person who's Dovuk with Torah, they'll always find simcha in life. And those are the two ideas. The Moshe Rabbeinu was the Tov, like the three types of Tov that they say. So Yismach Moshe, he was the Tov Be'etzem. He was royal Kabbal Torah. That's why the idea of the 3 months, the Shas Kabbalah Torah. And he also was the Tov that immediately established, because he was Dovah for Torah. So he was like the people later on in the time of Mordechai that always will have Simcha. So that's, you know, Vateros of Ketovu, Malas Midas HaEmes VaHishtavus. Moshe Rabbeinu had the Midas of Emes, and person's Emes, it's always Tov, because, you know, he's Dovuk VaEmes, he's Dovuk VaTorah, he's Dovuk VaEmes, so then it's always Ketovu. And even in hard times, this Malay Habayis Kula Ora. And that's the Yisor. The person is Dovuk VaTorah, there's always going to be that Midas Emes, there's always going to be that Midas HaSimcha, even when things might be a little bit difficult. Although they shouldn't need to be difficult, that it should be Simcha without that. But even the times are difficult, you see, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Yitovu, he brought Simcha to the house, even in the most difficult times, and in the time of Mordechai and Esther, they already had Simcha, even in the most trying times. There was still Layu Divhaisa or of Simple Sosin Kar. So Be'ezr Hashem, we should all have Be'ezr Hashem Zoka to a life that we're Dovak and Torah, Dovak Be'emes, we'll always have that Simcha, and that should carry through, you know, easy times, a little difficult times, always have that ability to cling to the Torah, and like Rabbi Friedler said, and receive a Sipa Kanefesh from that. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Shai, we'll dive into now.